Talk Live, launching into hour number three. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Nick in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
What does a gay horse eat?
A gay horsey?
Is a gay horsey?
Hey.
I knew it. Somebody would do it.
Of course Dale knows that.
The gay guy knew it, yeah.
Or they can eat oats.
I don't get that one.
Whatever. All right, I got a question for you. Is it possible to be a lawyer and still love liberty?
I know several lawyers that I would say do.
Yeah, I do know some lawyers that do.
It's possible for your heart to be in the right place and still be hurting liberty.
I don't know. Is a lawyer hurting liberty by simply being a lawyer? I don't know if that's that's the truth.
Well, I don't know. The problem is they swear an oath to the state.
Go ahead, Nick.
No, I said that's basically what my question was. I wanted to throw that out to you because I've been mulling over going back to school and kind of having a career change. I'm a smart aleck, and I love to hold politicians and bureaucrats to, you know, their feet to the flame. And, you know, when they don't follow their own rules, I don't like laws as it is, but I really enjoy that aspect of it, like researching and saying, look, and put it into their face, like, okay, if you're going to follow your rules, or you're going to say people have to follow your rules, don't be a hypocrite. And so I've seen lawyers who have used that tact, and it's worked. And of course, it's arbitrary anyway, because, you know, the judge or whoever will just do what they want. So that was kind of my question is, you know, I really want to do it, but I can't stand, you know, the state. I can't stand it. But if I could do it because I enjoy that type of work, if I could do it and help other people like Sam or whoever it is that might need those services, you know, while that's, you know, that type of program or service, or I wouldn't call it a service. I mean, the legal system is in place. No.
Well, you know what I would say to that, and of course you're talking about Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com, who is currently involved in legal wranglings with the state and has brought a lawyer on to help him out. I think that, number one, Dale, you're right. It's my understanding that lawyers do swear an oath of allegiance to the system, and that's dangerous because it basically it compromises them. It means that most lawyers are not willing to take radical steps in order to see real change happen. They work within a certain set of strictures and confines that are set up for them by the state, and if they step outside of that, they could lose their bar approval or license, whatever it's called, and essentially lose their career as a lawyer. So most of them are very, very cautious and careful about doing anything that could possibly put themselves in jeopardy, which is why it doesn't seem like they could be of too much assistance with the liberty movement. But at the same time, there are liberty-oriented lawyers out there that it's better to have them than to not have them. I know that Adam Nackler is one of the guys here in New Hampshire that I think he lives over in the Manchester area. He's a former advertiser on this program.
Yep.
He seems like a good guy to me. I don't know him too well personally, but he seems to have the best of intentions. And I think that as long as a lawyer is willing to put that on the line, then you might find one that's a little bit more likely to be helpful. If they understand that they're taking a risk at losing their license and all that, and they're still willing to do that, then that's great. I don't know how many of them are out there like that. And I would suggest that if you're interested in helping people with legal situations, if you're coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of liberty-loving people all converging to the same geographic landmass, you might find it an option to be kind of like a legal counsel instead of a lawyer, as Ivy was for Sam for a while. She provided a lot of assistance to Sam and essentially was able to represent him within the system, because New Hampshire allows for that. There is provision that will allow anybody that doesn't have essentially a criminal record, which eventually they, I'm sure, would like to give us all criminal records to prevent this sort of thing, but they essentially allow anybody to represent somebody else as long as they've got your permission
do
it.
That's great, because that actually kind of answered my next question. I was saying, is there a way to go around the whole swearing an oath, and maybe is there is there a place for a lawyer in a free market? I mean,
I would say yes.
Yes, I think there is, and I think it's just like anything else. You are taking on a challenge if you try to work outside of the normal channels, and you're not even doing anything illegal in the process of doing that. I just think anytime you don't go through the normal channels, they've padded the way for you to go through their system and get their permits and take their bar and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know if it's a padded way. It's a pretty lengthy process to become a lawyer.
Compared to do it outside the system.
You could bypass all of that stuff. And you could learn the stuff that a lawyer would learn. You could learn the system, learn all the things that you need to. As you say, you enjoy doing
the upside research. Is they don't have that thing to hold over you. You know,
exactly.
You always compromise something. If a charity is getting state money, if a business has gotten its permits and alcohol license and all of that stuff, then there's now something that can be held over you. There's now they have sway over you, and so you're avoiding all of that. That's the good side of it.
And if they were to convict you of something just to try to get you out of the system, you could still be a consultant. You could still work behind the scenes for somebody, not necessarily appearing in court. And as a
kind of like a Mark Stevens or something.
Yeah, exactly. But before you were convicted of some crime. Until then, you could actually appear in court on behalf of people here in New Hampshire without being a bar licensed attorney. Of course, you're not going to make $300 an hour. I think that's the important thing to keep in mind here, that you'd be doing it more for the fulfillment of helping somebody who's in a situation like that.
I was going to say whatever that people would decide that would be worth them, you know, worth it to them for me to help, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're knowledgeable, if you're knowledgeable and you've got a track record of being able to actually help out the activists and that are needing the assistance, I'm sure that would be valuable to some extent.
And not just activists. I think anyone.
Or yeah,
maybe you know, a lot of people who are perhaps being charged with a victimless crime or things like that. If you got good at understanding the law in those areas where you could help people, then you might find you could make a decent living that way. You probably you're not going to make the kind of living that a in the system lawyer makes, I'm sure.
Well, hey guys, I got to go. Appreciate your insight. But I have to ask you one quick question, real quick.
Yeah.
I guess that you can answer off the air, but. Did you talk about today? Did you hear about the guy that was choked to death by the police officers?
Yeah, we talked about that on the air about 2 days ago. The guy that it was just one police officer, right?
It was a guy at the end who came by and started choking him with him or whatever. And I just saw it today for the first time on YouTube. And I just didn't know if you guys talked about it.
What was this? Was this the? I don't recall this.
I remember you guys talking about a choking, but I didn't think it resulted in a death.
It resulted in brain damage. No, I think that you were talking about, it might have been something else, but this guy, it's on the top videos today on YouTube, but basically this guy had a stop, and he had something in his hand, and they said, the cop was by himself, and he said, open your hand, let me see your hands, and he took him down to the ground and started choking him.
Gosh.
And then what happened was, is that apparently he had some drugs in his mouth, or he's trying to hide it. And so what happened was, is the cop kept choking him and punching him. He's right here, you know, it's on the video on YouTube. It's one of the top videos. But anyway, he starts punching him and choking him. Well, this other cop comes later on and like jumps on him, and they both start choking this guy and punching him. And it says, you know, right there that he died. And
I don't believe we talked about that, Mark. I'm not reading.
You know, I remember distinctly you saying it. That doesn't make me right.
I recall hearing something about a guy with drugs or whatever allegedly getting hurt, but I don't think I've actually seen the video. Thanks for the heads up on that, and thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I love the idea of having people who are able to help out with legal situations that aren't lawyers, because lawyers are so darned expensive. I mean, they can be helpful, no doubt about it. If you've got a liberty-oriented lawyer, they're going to be better than anybody else that's not, as far as an attorney is concerned. But damn, they had to pay a lot of money to go to school, and they have to charge a lot of money in order
and
to make
peers
that.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah,
if the idea catches on, watch for the lawyers to start pushing for something to prevent it. I've seen it happen in the real estate industry. Real estate's been expanding. There have been a lot of services to help you sell your house at a much cheaper rate, and many times they get better money for your selling your house and things like that.
Right.
The real estate industry came back full force on those people.
Yeah, I would fully expect that. But even in that case, you could still do a background behind the scenes assistance thing where you're just helping people fill out the paperwork they need, and they would just have to go turn them in themselves, that kind of thing. You could still be of assistance to people that are in the need of that. 1-800-259-9231 and maybe make a living at it. Who knows? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. Oh, wait, turn Dale's microphone off. Let's try that again.
And Dale.
Right. And Mark.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. And our website is freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got archives and the wiki and the Shrine of Female Listeners and more. We give it all away. So enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll continue taking your calls about whatever you want. And we'll go to Scott calling from somewhere on the Internet. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Scott, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Scott from InjusticeEverywhere.com. You guys talked yesterday about the site's founder, the story from Seattle.
Yes, we spent the last hour of the show reading his story. Just to recap for our listeners that might just be tuning in, he was at a club for a show, broke up a fight, and the people in the club thought that it was him that was in the fight, and they savagely beat him. The police arrived and continued treating him like crap, dropping his head on the pavement, slamming his head into a police car door, not allowing him to be treated for open wounds, keeping him in a jail cell for almost, I think, an entire month or so. And it was just a tragic, awful story about how the system doesn't actually do anything to try to help people that are in need, that they made their decision as to whether or not he was guilty before he'd been proven guilty and treated him like that, and he was not given any kind of restitution. He was just treated like absolute garbage and then eventually shoved out the door. They never actually arrested the guy that had actually committed the stabbing,
even though they know who it is.
Even though, yeah, and so they're keeping the case open to prevent him from getting access to stuff that could help exonerate him as far as getting
because
him sort of restitution.
They don't want to get sued.
Right. Exactly. So that's pretty much a recap of that. Are you associated with InjusticeEverywhere.com? That's his website, right?
That is his website, yeah. And I just recently got involved with the site. I've been following it for some time, and he's been doing the entire site on his own for years now. And just recently he has asked for help. Because it's just becoming such a burden. There's just so much to do. And he's allowed me to help out, and one other person. And I just wanted to thank you guys for telling that story in a sympathetic and empathetic fashion last night, because, you know, people who are victims of injustice like that have a hard time with other people just believing them. And, you know, having you guys tell the story, you know, with the assumption that he's telling the truth, it meant a lot to him, I know. And it means a lot to me as his friend.
Well, I'm glad. It's one of those things where that came in front of me, and I think it was you that sent the email, but that's one of those stories that when it was put in front of me, I said, wow, you know, this is going to take an hour to read, but it's worth it because people need to hear this stuff. And you're right. Some people don't want to believe it. They want to believe that the police are just this benevolent association of nice men and women that's out there doing the best they can. And there are some good cops, but, man, they're the bad ones out there are really ruining it for the rest of them. And I fully believe the majority of them are not good guys. I have no real evidence to base that on besides the fact that abuse like this can just continue to happen and nothing is done about it.
Well, and that's kind of the point of this site now, is to gather evidence and to document all these cases of abuse. And if people are familiar with a website that went down last year called Bad Cop News, which was kind of a news feed of stories of police misconduct, this website is very similar to that. It's kind of taken the torch now, and it's just a collection of news stories that we can find across the internet. Every day we do Google searches and look for stories of misconduct, and we post them. We post them actually on the Twitter feed. We get, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25 stories a day of police misconduct across the United States and post them on there.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are just the stories that come out, right? I mean,
It's exactly right. It's only the stories that actually make it to the news media. You know, that's all we can do, really.
As we know, like in Sam's case, they love to go behind closed doors and make sure they can do things off record.
Yeah, the abuses are all over the place. If you're getting 25 stories a day from around the country, officially from news sources, you can take that number and multiply it several times, probably more than several times, to get some idea of how many people are being abused by the police on a daily basis. And I'm not even counting, when I say abuse, I'm not even counting just the regular victims of the police, like nonviolent consensual criminals like marijuana smokers. That's abuse as well, but I mean actual violence and threats and things like that. That's
things that
just
are against
so
even their rules.
Yeah.
and you bring up a good point, because the federal government stopped collecting information on police misconduct in 2002, so they don't even care anymore.
Right. Well, they knew they weren't going to do anything about it anyway, so why bother wasting the taxpayers' money collecting this garbage,
Josh?
The reason that that we approached the story in a compassionate way and were empathetic about it was written in such a fashion, it wasn't just the writing, but the circumstances around it, it seemed obvious that this is what had occurred.
He wasn't a police hater. It wasn't clear that he had an agenda.
It's just a guy who tried to break up a fight. Turns out, the guy that he saved was probably not worth saving, and the guy that he sort of took the place of, that the crowd thought was him, was another reprobate. Well, I can understand why he jumped in, and probably in retrospect he wishes he hadn't, but... that it just seems so believable. People know that this could happen to them.
Yeah.
So I have added the website to my Google homepage. I've got all kinds of blogs and stuff I keep my eyes on, and this is definitely one that I want to make sure I keep an eye on in the future. And I'm glad you guys are out there doing that. And how can people help you with this? You said he needs help. The IRS is apparently coming after him. Do you want to fill us in on that?
Well, I don't know personally all the details on that. But yeah, he does need help. This case alone put him, tens of thousands of dollars in debt, defending himself over this.
That's the kind of thing he should have gotten rich off of suing them, and he's in debt instead, which is completely bass backwards.
Which is why I don't expect anything to happen with our friend Sam in his lawsuit that he's going to file against the state. I mean, I hope he does win. I hope that, he gets a multi-million dollar windfall from it, and that helps our activism movement in the long run. But I wouldn't get my hopes up for it, because the system is so entrenched, and it's such a good old boy network. Just very unlikely anything like that's going to occur.
Right. Well, and my theory on it is that we might not be able to change the system, but we can hopefully change the way people see the system, because everybody knows the way the system really is. I mean, in the back of mind, I think in the back of mind, most people would admit that, it's kind of a good old boys network and things like that, but for the most part, it's on the up and off. And, hopefully that something like this, we're shedding all this light on it, can enlighten people.
Well, at the very least, I think you're right about that. It is going to enlighten people. People are going to come across this, and it's going to make a difference. And I'm glad you're doing it. And I thank you for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate it. InjusticeEverywhere.com is his website, following the police abuse stories from around the country and possibly around the world. InjusticeEverywhere.com. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. People doing good activism deserve the highlight. And just collecting information can be considered activism, as far as I'm concerned, putting it all in one easy to access place. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. We give them to you, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Last week, I started taking a new vitamin. This vitamin is called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's chewable, and you know that's kind of facilitates digestion. Digestion starts in the mouth, after all. And it has fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities, contain hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, enzymes, essential fatty acids, fiber, and phytonutrients. You can find out more by going to orderchoose.com. That's orderchoose.com, or they have an 800 number. It's 800-217-5977, orderchoose.com.
All right, so let's continue here. No calls on the line. That means we talk about things interesting to us. And, Mark, you have a story about comfort zones.
I do. This one's kind of fun, and we like to do these kind of stories.
What is a comfort zone?
Well, it's a zone that you're comfortable in.
Okay.
I think everybody knows what a comfort zone is.
I don't know. Maybe they don't. I'm presuming. We got new younger listeners that may have never heard the term.
It's your rut. It's the things that you do in life that that you're comfortable doing.
Your habits, yeah. The way you go to work. Everything's a lot of things are comfort zones.
Humans tend towards them.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's easy.
Yeah.
You know it.
You can have tremendous growth by stepping out of your comfort zones.
That's the point.
And you know, it doesn't always work out well, and I think that's kind of what some of this article talks about.
All right.
So there's four steps for stepping out of your comfort zone. Number one, make a fool of yourself. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
You do it every night.
Yes, I do. It's one of the biggest things that holds many of us back is the fear of what people think. After all, you don't want people to think you're weird or rude or creepy or obnoxious or annoying, do you?
We don't. I'm sorry.
But wait.
I don't want people to think I'm rude, but yeah, I don't mind being thought of as weird.
Think of the most lovable, magnetic people you've come across in your life. Odds are they weren't meek, agreeable people who were reliably pleasant to be around. They were people who were crazy and charming, people who blurted out silly, maybe inappropriate things or made huge, slap-your-forehead mistakes, or who were over the top most of the time. But others forgave them for being less than perfect and, in fact, liked them for it. I think that if you do, you know, these sort of things, and you do it with the right attitude in a friendly way, you can get away with a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people are really focused on how other people perceive them, and they have a vision for what they feel they should be like, not how they want to be, but what they should be perceived as. And anytime you're living for somebody else, you're not living for yourself. Anytime you're trying to create yourself as you want others to perceive you, as opposed to doing what it is that your heart tells you, or, you know, that your instincts are telling you, you're not really doing what I think is best for you.
I've met people who seem to be terribly concerned with impressing someone, you know, and I've said my advice to people is be very careful about whose opinion you ascribe value to, because you're giving that person incredible power over you.
Yep.
And now there's some people where, that, you know, maybe a certain person, if you really admire that person, you might ascribe more value to their opinion, and that might make sense to do, but just, it's something you pay for, so make sure that that's a price you're willing to pay for what you're getting, you know. So, and if you're just constantly working to impress other people, then you're not being yourself, and you're not being true to yourself.
And you might as well be dead if you're not being you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a real statement in general about where I think at least our society here in America is, where a lot of people aren't really being themselves. They are kind of striving after some sort of an ideal, whether it's beauty, you know, with this obsession that a lot of Americans have with being perfect as far as the way they look is concerned. I know that's very popular. And
career goals.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked, Dale, in the past about your old corporate life. I know Sam has talked about how he used to work at a corporate job, and that's what is expected of people to do. You get your job, you work for 20-40 years, and you know, then you retire and all of that. But you weren't happy doing that. That's what you were.
You keep
prescribed.
Thinking you're going to be happy someday. Like you just have to. You know, it's all this work is going to lead up to something someday, and you're finally going to be happy then. And it's.
You're lucky if you make it that far.
Yeah, exactly.
So, getting out of your comfort zones, and this is a big one, the zone of expectations, what you believe others are expecting from you. I think it's just much more important to focus on what is your goal, what are your goals, and how you can achieve them, and not be so concerned with what other people are thinking about your goals.
So continuing with step one. So shadow your concern for what people think of you. You're allowed to be less than perfect, and you may find that people like you are more like you more for it, because it makes you a more exciting person to be around.
I'd like to interject here. I've been listening to Harry Brown's Rule Your World, which is a CD set that was released posthumously, and his wife is offering it. You can buy it for like $100 at harrybrown.org. And it's available in MP3 form as well. And a lot of it is stuff that I've picked up along my life, and he's repackaging it and doing a good job. And he says that he lives by the silver rule, not the golden rule. The golden rule is the idea that you should treat others as you want to be treated. But the silver rule, according to Harry, is much better, and that is that you should that the way you live your life, if you're living it, you know, honestly, you should live your life in the way that will attract others to you. I'm not explaining it very well. Basically, if you live as you should be, as you your instincts tell you, or as live as you instead of living for someone else, you will attract to you the people that are like you.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to live for somebody else's viewpoint, or trying to mold yourself to a different viewpoint that you may not necessarily agree with, then you're living for somebody else, and you're not going to attract people that are like you to you. So when you're saying that people might appreciate the fact that you've got flaws and all of that, then that's kind of, I think, a rephrasing of that whole idea of you being yourself will attract more people that are like you to you, whereas if you're somebody else, then you're not going to meet people that are compatible. Does that make sense?
Right. If you're not being you, then you won't meet the people that are best for you.
Exactly.
So
you'll probably meet a bunch of real shallow, scummy people if you're not you.
So they suggest get laughed at, laugh with them. And if you're going to laugh at people, do so in a loving way. It's fine to be happy. It's not nice to laugh meanly at people when they make mistakes. Do something you normally wouldn't do for fear of looking like an idiot. Be an idiot. You'll be fine. Number two, face your fears. There are big fears such as heights, spiders, tight spaces, and germs. But there are also hundreds of subtle fears we bow to every day, like the fear of breaking a bone, or falling down, or getting caught in the rain. What are the precautions you take every day to circumvent negative circumstances? And are those circumstances really worth stepping around? These tips add up. It's good to be proactive, but it's bad to get a significant portion of your life to be devoted to averting things that never happen. Little things that could turn into adventures or funny stories if you allow yourself to deal with a little discomfort.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, people are crippled by their fears. And the fear is so inculcated in us by society. And from, you know, day one, it's whether it's a fear of socializing with others or whether it's a fear of obeying the or not obeying the state. There's so many different things that we're told that we need to be afraid of. And
a lot of us had overprotective parents, and that got kind of rubbed off, and we were constantly, you know.
If you can get over that fear and embrace courage, you can really have some amazing things happen.
We are told, and you know, when I trained for sales, we were told that fear is the biggest seller of them all. People buy more insurance than they do investments.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance is to protect a loss of money, essentially, and investments are to gain new money. But people spend far more money on insurance than they do on investments. And you know, when you look at insurance, it's inserting a corporation into the middle of you paying for the problems that you have in your life. So
yeah.
Obviously they're there to make money on that. And that I'm not saying you shouldn't have insurance, but it probably should be for catastrophes.
And Ned Flanders says that it's a form of gambling.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Simpsons character number.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. We've got two more points. If we get a chance, we'll get to them. But your calls are on the line, so we'll go to them as well. Coming up here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Just got a new station signed an agreement yesterday and expecting to get another one later this week. Hopefully all of that will pan out. It's been a good summer so far.
I can't tell you how happy all that stuff makes me.
Yep, bringing new affiliates on board, and the Free Talk Live AMP program is making it all possible. So you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. There are a few little bennies that you get from being an amplifier, and you help us out at the same time. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls. If we get a chance, we'll continue the comfort zone suggestions, how to step out of one's comfort zone. And in the meantime, we go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Is it Brandon or Brandon?
No, it's Brandon.
Brandon, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, what would auditing the Fed accomplish, like if it went through?
Not a darn thing, in my opinion. Mark, you are the big fan of that audit the Fed thing. What's your explanation?
Well, I'd say that I guess that the hope is, and whenever you're dealing with the federal government, you're hoping against hope. I don't think that that means that you should necessarily just roll over, but I think the hope is that it'll expose some of the lies and stuff that the Federal Reserve has been doing, and maybe some people will turn against it, and hopefully the thing gets shut down in the long run. It will shut down.
You are a dreamer.
It will shut down, Ian.
In a horrible, violent collapse or in some other way.
It's not likely that it will be shut down through some sort of legislative discretion. It will likely die upon its own volition.
It'll probably go when the United States government goes, would be my guess. But
yeah. And when I said a violent collapse, I didn't mean violent, but like a tumultuous, because it will be so unstable and so, you know.
Does that answer your question?
No one would go to jail or anything, or...
I don't know.
I think that might be dreaming.
You're asking the watchers to watch the watchers, and they're all intertwined. So
yeah, how often do they send each other to jail at the federal government level? It's very, very rare when that happens. Usually, what will happen is somebody will step down. If there's some federal government agency that is found to have been completely negligent in its duties, sometimes what they'll do is they'll have the head of the agency say, "I take full responsibility for this." case, and they'll step down from the job.
Right. FEMA showed itself to be inadequate, and the horse rancher guy that was in charge.
The Katrina debacle.
Yeah. I think he went back to work as a consultant for FEMA.
That's right. Yeah. He quit, and they made a big deal out of how, see, we're replacing him. This is going to change everything.
But there is a story here from Reuters out today that says top economists urge Congress to lay off the Fed. And I think that that's what the audit the Fed bill is about, is to get as much news out there as possible that's anti-Federal Reserve.
Brandon, does that answer your question?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. Thanks, Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
This is Dan talks about agorism attempt number 5, I think. But one of the things that in our previous discussion, which was cut short by the end of the program, about agorism that wasn't brought up is the attitude that agorists have towards state intervention in the economy and, in things in general. The attitude is very optimistic in that an agorist looks at everything that the state does while recognizing its immorality as an opportunity. For example, somebody who I know around here, whose name I will not mention, knew that there was going to be an increase in taxes on tobacco. Mm-hmm. And prompted by my loaning him my copy of an agorist primer, he purchased large quantities of rolling tobacco, you know, the loose, you know, stuff they have in bags.
Yeah.
And when the taxes went up, he sold it for something like a 400% profit.
Sweet. Well done. Now,
kudos to him.
Now that, you know, that profit is not something he can report. Obviously, it will remain untaxed, so he will either spend it, or he will further invest it, and his investment will be in something else, like maybe more tobacco, anticipating another change. I don't know if there's one coming, or buying some gold or silver or something like that. So that's just something about the, you know, the attitude that makes it less of a theory of strategy and more of a philosophy.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. What's your point?
I just thought that was...
Sorry to interrupt, but here's my thing. Like, I like the idea of agorism, and just to recap what the idea is that agorists say that by working in the counter-economy and creating alternatives to the government existing structure, that eventually the government will be supplanted, and the market alternatives will take over, and government will slowly wither away and die off. That's as I understand the agorist theory. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, I'd say that's the distilled essence.
Right. And what you're giving an example there of is how somebody who considers himself an agorist has made some money off of government's increase of taxes on tobacco. And that's great. And people have been making money off of prohibition for a long time in government rules and strictures. They've been working the black market and making money for a long time, but it hasn't done anything to contribute to the downfall of the state. So I just I don't know if just by selling tobacco or whatever in the black market that's going to do anything to end the state's rule over people. I think that what needs to happen is that the next steps need to be taken, and the agorists need to go out and start repairing the streets and doing things that can really compete with the government rather than just selling stuff underground, because the underground economy has been around as long as there's been an above ground economy.
I think to a large extent we need to sort of they need to get a little bolder about it. To the extent, you know, it's a little scary, but I mean, you know, you trying to be really secretive about everything, I think it can be part of a civil disobedience, sort of the same track of civil disobedience taken to the market level, you know, and don't feel guilty about engaging in gray market activities, you know?
Well, I think that if it's going to be done, that it needs to be done in synergy with, people that are doing other things for liberty, many agorists likely in one geographic location. It seems to me, and, I pound this chord constantly, and so as does Ian, that it just doesn't matter when you're spread out all over the place.
No, it doesn't. Then you're just somebody selling a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of people selling pot in your town, right?
Come to New Hampshire and practice agorism.
How's the government doing?
Well, actually, Dale, you reminded me of the other point that I wanted to make, which is that part of the general theory is that, around these black market businesses, there will be set up institutions that will replace the government. And I think that the first step along the way will be insurance against the government disrupting the black market. And I think that, you know, it doesn't matter how small the business is, you can build an insurance model for it. And that is something that can generate a whole lot of capital, which can be reinvested into other counter-economic activities. But I agree with you, it'll take some concentration and it'll take some, you know, outspoken energy that is currently lacking.
Yeah, I think that as far as like getting a little bit more public in about it is because you really need to get more people participating.
I agree. Yeah, I think that the idea of getting more public about creating those alternatives is the way to go. Like, hey, you know, we're the Agorist Road Crew, and we fixed all these potholes when the government wouldn't fix them. There's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn in that
likely
way.
If you're in Ohio, though, you're going to be saying, I am the Agorist Road Crew, I fix these
potholes.
Yeah. And that's really the issue that I'm talking about, is that I've talked to agorists, and I have, and, you know, I think they're doing about as much good as people who are, getting in the political process in the place that they are.
Which ain't saying
none.
Much. Yeah.
And God bless them. I think the only thing that you can do is move to New Hampshire, and then you'll have more agorists around you so that you guys can try what has up to this point been completely worthless and fruitless, and maybe together.
Well, you have to get your pot somehow. I mean,
right. Well,
it's not useless.
They've been supplying pot to people who need medicine. That much is true. So largely useless, and largely hasn't done anything, and see if it works.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Because I think it just needs more people.
Any other thoughts, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Part of the agorist philosophy is the idea that it's an end unto itself. So, Mark, I don't quite agree with you that it's been useless, because if you're making some money and if you are finding a way to circumvent the state, well, that's a, you know, that's a small personal level success.
It's a small freedom that you that you've gained by costing yourself a great deal of freedom. By not working within the system, you cost yourself a lot of time and energy to circumvent the system.
It's actually easier to work outside the system as far as selling.
There's pluses and minuses.
Open a bank account, get a home loan.
Well, okay, yeah, but as far as selling cigarettes goes, you just get the cigarettes and sell them and make cash.
Fine and dandy, but then as an agorist, you're going to want to go further.
But it hasn't done anything to end the state. And none of that's done anything to end the state. It just enriches the agorist, which is great. You know, no problems there. Thanks, Dan, for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.